This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Kodarma Barkakana doubling project and Ballari Chikjaju doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Kodarma Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Kodarma Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers ये project 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी long distance project है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में shortest line है इसको double करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में movement काफी smooth हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी connectivity इससे मिलेगी 938 villages cover होते हैं और 15 lakh population को इसका benefit मिलता है 17 major bridges है 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द सेकंड प्रोजेक्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजू डबलिंग रेल लाइन ऑफ 185 किलोमीटर विल कनेक्ट मैंगलोर पोर्ट टू सिकंदराबाद मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड दैट दीस प्रोजेक्ट्स विल बी कंप्लीटेड इन 3 इयर्स द टू प्रोजेक्ट्स कवरिंग 7 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स अक्रॉस द स्टेट्स ऑफ झारखंड कर्नाटका एंड आंध्र प्रदेश will increase the existing network of Indian Railways by about 318 kilometers. Meanwhile, Railways Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from the 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav took stern action against officials for providing unsuitable and old trains to BSF personnel going for duty to Kashmir from Tripura. Four officials from the Alipurduar division have been suspended with immediate effect. The suspended officers include three senior section engineers and the coaching depot officer of Alipurduar division of Northeast Frontier Railway Zone. India's social security coverage has increased from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. According to the latest data from the International Labour Organization, the coverage reflects 45 percentage point surge over the past decade. Recognizing these efforts, International Labour Organization ILO acknowledged India's achievement and officially published on its dashboard that over 94 crore people are now covered under at least one social protection benefit. In terms of beneficiary account, India now ranks second in the world, providing social protection to around 94 crore citizens. In West Bengal, several shops were vandalized and vehicles set on fire today at Rabindranagar in Maheshtala of Dakhina Chobbisho Parganas district over a local issue. The disturbance spread to several areas including Bagh Bazar, Govind Nagar and Matia Burj. Police vehicles were also set ablaze. To manage the situation, the police used tear gas shells. Several police personnel have reportedly been injured in the intermittent clashes. Rapid Action Force was deployed to handle the situation. BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari said that some miscreants tried to illegally occupy the temple committee's land to set up shops. Alleging police inaction, he demanded immediate deployment of paramilitary forces. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the trade deal with China is done after the talks between the two countries in London this week. As part of a trade agreement, China will supply rare earths upfront to the U.S., rare earths materials upfront to the U.S., while Chinese students will get U.S. visas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has highlighted that the world needs to understand that the tensions between India and Pakistan are not merely a bilateral issue, but a global concern about terrorism, and the menace will eventually haunt the rest of the world. And in cricket World Test Championship final, South Africa restricted Australia to 212 in the final session of the first day of the match at Lord's. Earlier, South Africa were 27 for 3 in 16.3 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.